You're listening to a podcast from 702.
What's happening in your world? What's happening on your continent? Crystal Alderson here to tell us about what's happening in the rest of Africa. Let's start with Madagascar. Crystal, good morning to you. There, a presidential hopeful alleging voter manipulation going to the High Court to challenge results.
Yes, good morning, Bongani. Obviously, no surprise here because no candidate received that magic 50+1 to become the president. And of course, the Electoral Commission telling us that there are two front runners, and it means that they will have a runoff in December. And so now one of the front runners who actually received the majority of the vote, just over 39%, the former DJ and Prime Minister Andre Rajoelina, he's alleging wide-scale manipulation, and he said everything was done to ensure that he does not receive that 50+1 needed to avoid the runoff. And he's saying that he's going to approach the High Court to challenge the result. Now, all three candidates, of which, of course, there were 36, Bongani, have alleged fraud and malpractice by the election authorities. And again, the Electoral Commission coming out very strongly to say that they've ensured transparency of the electoral system at all times. They rejected these claims that things went wrong. And also there's a claim by some candidates that the computerized vote tallying system had been hacked. They say this is untrue. And so, of course, these two candidates, the main candidates, Andre Rajoelina and Mark Ravalomanana, both of them will have to campaign again for that December 19th election. The third candidate received less than 8%, so he's definitely out. And so it seems, you know, that this is not going to be a good month for Madagascar, given that candidates are just not happy with that result. But the second round is December 19th for Ghana, so we hope for a peaceful second round.
All right. Now, Kenya we go, where they're targeting fish thieves there.
Yes, in fact, they've never had a Coast Guard before, and President Uhuru Kenyatta launched the first ever Coast Guard that will patrol over 1,000 kilometers of coastline, and that's how huge the Kenyan coastline is. Now, President Kenyatta says, look, legal fishing has been going for too long. It's costing the country around $100 million per annum, and they need to start guarding their natural resources because it's for the people. And they also have seen an increase in drug trafficking and people smuggling. And they say, look, at least having a Coast Guard will start dealing with this issue. Now, for years and up until now, maritime security was dependent on the Navy, who, of course, also had their hands full with piracy because it's, of course, next to Somalia. Fortunately, different international boats have been patrolling those seas. So to some extent, the Kenyan Navy could take a bit of a reprieve and focusing on the trafficking. But they've said it's just been too much for them. So President Kenyatta again reiterating that there's different foreign vessels that's trawling the Kenyan waters, and that's a major concern, and this exploitation needs to stop. We have seen, of course, piracy at the height of 2011, where we saw so many pirates operating in that seas. That has completely decreased. It's still happening occasionally, but I think it's in part because of that extensive international military patrol. However, Bongani, as much as Kenyans are celebrating this, they only received one vote, the Coast Guard. And many say, look, if you really want effectively to deal with what's happening over 1,000 kilometers of water, you need more. You need political will and, of course, more resources.
All right. I mean, that seems quite clearly the way to go. But maybe it's a start, and that's how they might see it. Crystal Alderson with this morning's Africa Report.